Knock off with two great shows. The Rush Hour with Jars and Louie from 3. Then Mick Molloy and Jane Kennedy from 4. Two big shows. One big reason to keep it on Triple M all day.
Great to have your company, Adelaide. Happy Tuesday. Get your sport here first as I welcome a man. He's the best sport in town. Andrew Juice Newton-Jarman. G'day, Juice.
G'day, Lulu. Hello, everybody. Good to be here on a Tuesday. What about the cold front this morning?
Yeah. Surprised a few.
Wow.
Sent the nippers out on the bikes to school. So old Huey started sending it down. I don't know. It was touch and go. I'll have to get a report when they get on home. But a little bit fresh, but nice.
Nice.
Good for the gardens. As I said, get your sport here first. Simon Goodwin and Melbourne closing in.
Are they
a good deal.
Yeah.
Been a good fit. The succession
been nice
plan
fit.
After Paul Roos. Here is Goody talking about where it is at.
Discussions have been obviously pretty healthy between management and the club and, you know, working through the specifics of what that's going to look like. So it's in a good place, and obviously both parties are keen to keep moving it forward.
Love how good he can still talk about his own deal in the third person. So distant.
Did he have the tan on? Is he still taking those tablets where you
not
get
sure.
a tan?
Yeah,
oh, no, he was, because him and Hurdy were good mates.
Yeah, that was out of distance. Well, tell you what.
He's teeth capped?
From a couple of blokes that have had their own close calls with skin cancer. Wouldn't mind getting on the tanning pills.
Can you get some for us?
Because then I wouldn't have to get out in the sun at all and risk myself.
Actually, not a bad idea, Lou.
You know what I mean?
Lock us in, mate.
Science, but we could all then look like Tretters.
And get our teeth done.
Yeah, I have to get them kept. Why not?
Well done. No, good fit for him.
A bit more footy news floating around. Tell you what, there's going to be a flood on Range Rovers. So if you're looking for a good second-hand car, sit tight for a moment. Melbourne have just signed with Jaguar. So Jag,
really?
Yeah, that's their new prime co-sponsor. Yeah. Nice. And as we know, all Demons fans drive Rangies
to
go to the snow. I would expect a flood of trade-ins coming up as we speak.
See you later. Yeah.
All right. Jackie Zeeble is captain of North Melbourne again. Well done to him.
Very good player.
And great to see Magic Dora up and about and back at training.
All the best, young man.
So hopefully he's on the road to recovery.
Nice story.
Collingwood's had the pen out and looking at the big, bright future at Collingwood. Not only is Bucks closing in on a new deal, Jack Crisp, 2023 now.
Talent.
It's been a great pickup from Brisbane.
Hasn't he?
Will Hoskin Elliott from GWS till 2022.
I like the way he plays.
They are going about their biz.
Yes,
scary. Little, I got a feeling it could be the year of the pie.
Oh, don't say that.
I got a feeling. I'm not. Don't quote me on it.
Oh, hang on.
I just need to do a little bit.
You can quote me on that.
Wow.
Right. Okay. Well, let's just lock him in for top four. Okay. I'm there on that one. If you didn't know, Jake Lever's off to Philadelphia next week for more treatment on that knee.
That's a concern.
It is. Absolutely. Harley Bunnell, well, another concern for him. He's done yet another calf injury.
Is that his fourth or fifth?
I don't know. It's heaps.
Can I just say,
I think is a technical term.
I think they need to reassess this relationship because his body's not durable to play this standard of football.
Unfortunately, because he can play when he's on
the straight narrow.
Oh, mate, his first couple of years on the Gold Coast, outstanding.
Okay,
kid can play.
Well,
right, and you can quote me on that. I can tell you too slow. All right, we're ready. Can I just have one?
He's got the duck.
I don't know what that is.
Shawnee Craig Murphy.
Can I just
yes, Luke.
Just a quick one before because up next we're going to talk about the Cricket's Night of Nights. It's Cricket Australia Awards because it's not the AB medal.
My
it's
boy
also
Patty.
The Belinda Clark medal as well. So
yes,
we're
well
sharing
done.
The limelight. All right. Just need a shout out to our very own Adam Zampa. Now, I'm going to put something up on Twitter a little later. I think Zamps. It's just getting a little bit too cool for school. I don't know whether you saw it. We'll put it up. I don't know whether he's channeling Daryl Hall from Hall & Oates in the 80s. He's got about 5 buttons undone. He's got a set of sunglasses hanging out of the
bleached his hair.
He's got product left, right, and centre in the bleached hair. If it's not Daryl Hall, I don't know what is going on with Zamps on the red carpet.
Earring in?
Oh, yeah. The whole shebang was going on with Zamps.
No.
Tell you what, each to their own.
Absolutely, right? But.
Yeah.
Take some wickets.
Yeah.
If you're going to roll
he's in
down
a squad.
That, go
he's
that
a chance.
Lane.
He's off to India.
Yeah, but take wickets.
Always. All right. And happy birthday to Kane Richardson. Richo man.
Is
28,
it?
28 today.
Well done.
And have a look at you, taking your foot off the gas. Your boy. The one you call the gift from the Orange Tsunami, Josh Kelly.
Oh, yes.
His birthday today.
My boy.
And wait for it.
You're lovely.
It's a double Jarman, 22. The Australian Cricket Awards on last night, Jars. The night of nights. Always a massive night.
Yeah.
So he's going to pick it up and bring home AB. I had AB in a headlock one night in the pub in Sydney.
Did you really?
Yeah. After they returned home from, in a good way.
DJ and Arnie Sue dropped him home. Dropped him his hotel one night.
Oh, fantastic. What a bloke.
He's a ripping
Captain
fight.
Grumpy my ass. When he's had a few beers, he's outstanding. All right. Last night, the big announcements. Let's start with the men. And that winner was, you picked it yesterday, yep, Mr. Pat Cummins. Go, AB.
Pat Cummins. Pat, to win it, you've got to be out there on a regular basis. And you've won it.
Yeah, it's, I think that's probably been the most pleasing thing in the last couple of years, just the amount of cricket I've been able to play. I've obviously had quite a few tough years with injury and kind of always thought, you know, Test cricket was a dream, but wasn't sure I'd get up there and kind of forge a consistent career. So just couldn't be happier.
Great news. Got the body right. He's a star.
Isn't he much loved
beating
by
them
the
all
public?
Too. Beating them all to the, with, out of, what, 19 tests or 20 tests, the most wickets. Ahead of some great
and
names.
And he thanked his mentor,
he's done it
Dennis
again.
Keith Lilly.
Who got hold of Mitch Johnson.
Private
and
sessions.
Did the same thing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Why hasn't Cricket Australia signed Dennis Lilly up on a long-term, massive contract to be our bowling coach?
He doesn't want to do it because what he does his best work one-on-one like a good
well,
self.
You can still do that.
No. You don't. Dennis, he's not chasing that. He doesn't have the schedule.
Yeah, okay.
If he thinks you're worthy of the help and he can see something.
He brings you in.
He'll then bring you into the circle
if
of trust.
He thinks you're worthy.
You know
I
what I mean?
I love that.
You know?
I
love that. It's like us here. If you're worthy, you're in. It's Jazz's world. We're not worthy.
Well done to Patty.
She's a shared platform, and it should be because these girls have had an outstanding summer.
Terrific,
the Southern Stars.
They?
And the winner of the Belinda Clark medal was Alyssa Healy.
Honestly, to win an award with Belinda Clark's name on it is something that every female cricketer dreams of, and one that, yeah, I'll cherish. Yeah, we've had a few hogs of the award. They love winning it multiple times, making it hard for everyone else.
Brilliant.
That's a fair win. Given the year that Elise Perry
and
had.
The talent that she's and up the, and the playing with.
Yeah, she's
so
a star.
Well done.
She's
yeah,
an
she is.
Star.
She's great. Well done.
Tell you what, she gets the votes in that family. She got Mitchy boy covered at the moment.
Absolutely. And her uncle.
Absolutely.
And her uncle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, what about your boy, the goat? Where'd he go?
Runner up, Gary. Which is a great effort for an off spinner.
Yeah, true.
All right.
I shouldn't.
Yeah. You know, he very
best
stiff.
Player of the year.
Very stiff. Hardly played a bad test. And
no,
so don't try and.
I'm not.
My
no,
man.
I'm not knocking.
My other man, Maxie, Glenn Maxwell, picked up the T20 Player of the Year.
So he should have.
Might have had a bit of touch of the Michael Slaters. Lost his way a bit in his speech. Really know which.
Oh no.
Doesn't know what. This is how long Big Bash has been going. Doesn't even know what team he's playing for.
I suppose the way he's led the one day team is something that I've drawn into for the way I've led the Sixers this year, the Stars this year, sorry. Over the Sixers. Sorry. Highlights kind of, sorry.
Oh, the Stars would be flat. Melbourne Stars.
See, it's that there.
Yeah.
That just went straight over my head because that happens every day.
Yeah. That's bullshit.
All right. Now, Sean, the other great one, up. And from men and women of our ilk.
Yes.
I'm suggesting our age group.
Yes.
The great man, Dean Jones, was inducted into Cricket's Hall of Fame. Mm. Don't relax down over there, Murphy. Should be looking for a grab frantically right now.
Dino's
away.
He was
coaching
in
a T20 format. Kim Hughes was kind enough to accept the award on his behalf, and here's what he had to say after Dino wrote copious notes.
I rang him up, and he was in Dubai at the moment. So my phone call won't take calls for me and you. Thanks a bunch for accepting the House of Fame, the Hall of Fame induction. I feel quite embarrassed and humbled to be. That's very unusual for Dino to be humble. Such illustrious company, I still don't believe I should be. Anyway, take the piss out of me. Sorry about the language, but there we are. As much as you like.
There it is.
Brilliant. Well done.
Just some of the speech. Other winners, Nathan Lyon, Male Test Player of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Women's Domestic Player of the Year, Heather Graham. She picked it up. Matty Wade, Men's Domestic Player of the Year.
Didn't talk to anyone last night.
Do you know what that does? That is your death warrant right there. Whoever wins that award, you don't play for Australia again.
And he stayed away from Trevor and Greg.
Absolutely done. As I said, Maxie was in there as well. Will Pekowski was the Bradman Young Cricketer of the Year. All right. And Marcus Stoinis picked up the ODI Player of the Year along with Alyssa Healy, who won that as well for the girls.
Well done.
They say money talks. So how will you spend your $1 million?
You could pay for a vasectomy.
I haven't done that
That'd
yet.
That'd be handy.
You could probably buy Darren Weir's stables this morning.
Make money, money, money.
Triple M's Millionaire Listener. Listen to Ruin Dits. Win the cash. Write your name on a $1 million check while you work. From the station making millionaires, Triple M.
Thanks to our mates Automasters, get a free return Uber to home or work with car servicing and repairs. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS. T's and C's apply.
Jars and family, I don't know whether you're aware of this. There's a little game going on out there in relationships right across Adelaide as we speak, especially with married couples and those who have been together or have had partners for a long time and you're sort of heading out to doing, you know, 40th, 50th, you know, sort of type of celebration. We've just come off a successful summer of barbecues and beers and backyard
bonding
stuff.
Yep.
And I use an AFL analogy to get us in the groove.
What do you got, mate?
In AFL and in all sorts of footy, it's normally the first to 100 normally wins. Am I right?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm telling you right now, the little game that's going on out there is first to down two drinks doesn't drive.
No.
I'll say it again.
I think I know where you're going with this.
First to down two drinks doesn't drive. It's too late.
Happened to you.
As we all know, once you've had two, you're over the limit.
You got stung, didn't you?
I was out at a 50th at the Feathers on the weekend.
Yeah,
Happy birthday, Stu.
G'day, Stewie.
One of the dads.
G'day, Stu.
And, you know, you get there and you meet and greet when you're meeting some new people. So, and you're always
shaking hands,
doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And obviously playing a slow game.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So naturally the beers aren't going down real fast because you're having a bit of a chat and getting introduced.
And
So rhythm hasn't kicked in.
Rhythm
definitely is not a dancer at that point.
Not at all.
But then all of a sudden, you know, you cast an eye over to make sure that the lovely or the doll is going okay and everything else. Well, I'd already seen it with one in hand. Then the second one was already in hand. I was only halfway through the schooner.
Oh, no.
I mean, if I had a sound effect of game over,
she tackled you in front of goal.
Done. And it's been happening, and for a man of my experience and intellect,
come on,
I get caught too often.
Come on, mate.
Try and do the right thing early on, because you had kids in tow.
Yeah.
So you're obviously eyeballing
them, sorting them out.
And as the old Grand Poobah, you want them on their best behaviour, so you're eyeballing. So you're not going a couple of quickies.
But old mumsy.
Rocking and rolling on the bubbles. It's champagne blackmail is what it is.
Champagne blackmail, it is, family.
You're getting a T-shirt made up, all right? I'm not the only one it's happening to.
No.
And I know a lot of blokes who know this game better than I, and they go hard. They have two.
Yeah.
And they say, sorry, honey.
Mm.
All right. And then what can happen if you've got one of those relationships where it's still in the control of power stage?
After two, you drive.
Yeah, you're either getting an Uber or you're walking home.
Yeah, there's a sticker in that too.
But it is. I mean, first to two drinks doesn't drive. It's pretty simple.
Wow.
All right. So I just wanted everyone to be alert, not alarmed.
Be on your game.
But this game's being played.
Yeah.
And fellas, I'm talking to you now. I think it's being played by our ladies.
You're getting.
Yeah. And I think we think we're doing all the right things.
Ah.
Looking after the kids, mate.
You've got to change tactics, you blokes.
From now on.
Yeah.
It's like as Jars would do.
Yeah.
Waltz on in.
Yeah.
Push open those saloon
Find
doors.
Find the exit point.
Just push open those saloon doors. Go straight on up. Just say, hit me. Down that bad boy. Give me another one. Hit me. And then you go. Then you can settle into rhythm as a dancer and just take it easy from there. Toss the keys.
The keys.
Not in the bowl, but to your wife. And have yourself a great time, Mr. Walker.
Triple M. $1,000 every weekday with Jars and Louie just after 3 p.m.
10 guilty.
The Rush Hour's quiz with no name.
Yeah. Trying to give away $1,000. Coming up right now. Went off yesterday with a big, big bang. Adrian! He smashed
it.
When we finally
played very well.
Finally got the gag out yesterday and he delivered it quite
and
easily.
And he had a spare Auto Masters to play with too, Luke.
Yeah.
Only used the one.
Yeah, it doesn't carry over today because.
No, it doesn't, does it?
No, management have eyeballed me.
What's happened? What's happened, Luke?
A few people out there that are a little nervous that the cash is coming out of their own
sales
folding.
Team out there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, under instruction. Just the one Auto Masters lifeline.
Is that from Maddie the boss, who's never around?
A little higher.
Oh, no.
Just a little higher.
Mr. Jimmy.
All right, yeah, it's coming down. All right. Don't forget, round of music coming up and Gun for Hire. We're going to catch up with the El Presidente. Jars has got a few demands.
Mm.
I'll put it in one in right now that you play with no one by the name of Greg or Trevor.
Correct.
All right.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, let's do this quiz. Who is lucky enough to be having a crack at $1,000 today?
Brendan from Selix Beach joins us. Brendan, welcome and all the best, my friend.
Oh, cheers, Jas. Cheers, mate.
Had a good day, Brendan?
Yeah, not too bad. Just packing up now.
Nice. What do you do, mate?
Painter.
Very nice. Been doing a bit of cutting in.
Cutting.
Yeah, a bit of ceilings, bit of this, bit of that.
Very nice, mate. All right, $1,000 would sort of help that and make my Tuesday a very nice day. 10 questions, 60 seconds, one Auto Masters lifeline, Brennan, and time starts at the end of the first question. I'll give you over to the Golden Tonsils himself, and good luck.
No worries.
Who won the Alan Border medal last night, mate?
Cummins.
How many conferences are there in AFLW?
Two.
How old is St Kilda recruit Dan Hanbury?
Auto Masters.
Which golf course is the ISPS Honda Australian Open?
Grange.
Thank you. Who won this year's Belinda Clark Award last night?
Hilly.
Which NBL team are the 36ers competing with for the last spot in the finals? Which team are they competing with?
Brisbane.
What sport does Courtney Cramie play?
AFLW.
Name two teams in the BBL semi-finals.
Sydney, Melbourne.
Need their nicknames, actual names.
Quick. What we got? Stars and... Quick. Sixers.
Yep. Who was named the Men's Domestic Player of the Year at last night's Quick. Cricket Award?
Maxwell.
How many goals did Man City get past Chelsea?
Oh, who knows? Three.
Bugger! Don't give it away.
I said bugger.
I don't know what the emotional response is for. We're all still waiting at the moment.
Analyzing now.
No way.
Good luck, Brendan.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Correct.
Eight.
Yeah, you got eight.
You got the last two wrong.
You got the last two wrong. You said Maxwell.
And Maxi. Oh, stiff.
Well played, mate.
Stiff, Brendo. Yeah. Very stiff.
All good.
Mate. All right. Six, Man City got past Chelsea. I thought there should have been extra time allotted as we had to go back and sort of ask for, you know, in one of the questions, not just the answers. So,
wrong shape ball anyway.
That's all right, mate. And Matty Wade won the Men's Domestic Player of the Year, which is a ticket to never play for
Australia.
That was
Australia a wonderful
again.
Performance.
Great effort, Brendan. For your trouble, you get...
Trust. Someone.
Anyone?
Bueller. Oh, beg your pardon. Bueller.
Sorry, right? For your trouble, Brendan gets.
Oh, I haven't got a sheet, Shawnee.
I'm going to call you Leo, isn't it?
Sorry,
Leo
buddy. Sorry.
you were just playing.
Sorry, Brendan.
Tickets to Adelaide United, Western Sydney Wanderers. It's going to be happening. You don't want
to pass that on to your next caller.
What about Jim Owen double pass?
Yeah, I'll take that.
Okay. Good. New show called Result, live at the Adelaide Fringe this year. If you want more information, alist.com.au.
We've only been doing it for nearly 5 years. And
sorry, Brenda, I just switched off, buddy. I was a little bit flat after that.
All right. Good effort, Brendan. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. Well, everybody else, the quiz is back again tomorrow. A chance to win $1,000.
I thought it was going again, Lou.
Me too.
They say money talks. So how will you spend your $1 million?
I couldn't even imagine $1 million.
Put a deposit on a house, I think.
I buy a house.
The mortgage, everything else. I just want to live.
Make money, money, make money, money, money.
Triple M's Millionaire Listener. Listen to Roo and Dits. Win the cash. Write your name on the $1 million check while you work. From the station making millionaires, Triple M.
Thanks to our mates at Automasters. Look cool and stay cool in the car this summer. Get an Automasters air conditioning service. 20 branches. Call 1300 Automasters.
The Rush Hour.
This is a music show.
As the crowd roars, music is sparked.
The round of music.
Music to my bang, bang, bang ears.
Oh, we love this segment. Everything can be summed up in song and lyric, jars, and it just reflects what's happening, whether it be in the sporting field or off it.
Absolutely, Lulu.
Front or back page. We cover it all here in the round of music. You're away, great man.
LA 36ers, their last chance on Friday. They must beat Perth in Perth.
Yes.
I sent this off to Joe and the boys.
Nice. We can't be beat.
Some good insight.
Okay, let's move on. Legendary TV commentator Sandy Roberts has retired.
Sandals. Right. Great
Adelaide
great
man.
Innings,
and
yep.
Fantastic.
Yep.
These boys dedicated this song to him.
He's getting there.
He's not far away.
No, he's not.
He's going to do a little bit of radio.
On that end of the dial that some cars have and some don't.
Great career. David Kosh and his new mate, new sponsor, Jan.
Sanjeev Gupta.
Yeah, that's your.
Yeah, okay.
What did I say?
Yeah, Jan, as in not happy Jan.
And the old Gupta, Sanjeev Gupta and Koshy, they had a bit of a love in.
Yep.
Money, money, money.
Yeah.
Must be funny.
So there you go. That's for Port Adelaide. And the last one, Nathan Buckley, new contract extension.
Bucks. Yeah.
Now, him and Eddie McGuire are great mates. They caught up the other night, all right, just to talk about their new contract.
They went back at
a couple of beers and had a chat about the year.
Toast. And
beautiful.
Celebrate the success of what has taken place. Because that is a, I mean, talk about back from the dead. Outstanding stuff. All right, I'm trying to look at something that's a little tough for me. I'm just going to get my head around it. You keep talking from right here. Says I just get my head around it. Okay,
that was good, Charles. That was one of the funniest ones you've done, that last one.
Yeah. The last one?
Yeah, the boom, boom, boom one. Really good. 8 out of 10.
Okay.
Well done.
Here we go,
all down the bottom line, Louis.
I'm looking at the bottom line. Here we go. And I'm missing the one that I want to start with. Just
hanging in there.
Could be down the side. If you look down the column right at the end there.
I started off beautifully. Good momentum. Right.
Okay, Jake Lever. Former Adelaide Crow. Tex gave him the great send-off, spotted out at the tip, throwing some clothes. He's heading to Philadelphia, Jar.
Yeah, okay.
Philadelphia. Yep. He's going to get some treatment on his knees. This could go either way. It could go this. It's the knee, right? Yep. Oh, it could go the other way, and he might be doing a bit of the boss. Black and whispering. So down the knees. Cool.
Good luck, Jake.
West Coast Eagles.
Yeah.
Don't know whether you saw it. Break up the monotony of the preseason. Yeah. They gather at a beach and they had the running of the dogs.
Of course. Who let the dogs
out?
Any beautiful labs down there, you know?
Always to us. Always. I mean, if there's not a lab in a playing group, are you really a playing group?
No. All right. What about Melbourne?
Oh, I can't find that one there, but I've got this one. Sanjeev Gupta, obviously. Port's new sponsor.
Yep.
A little bit of suggestion hadn't paid up early on.
I heard that. Destiny.
Thanks, Beyonce. And then there's also a bit of talk.
Oh.
It could be potentially Danny Zuko and Keith Thomas might be Sandy.
I got bills. They're multiplying. And I'm
losing control. Bills. And my last one.
Yeah, good work, Luke.
And it has dominated the sports headlines right across Australia. Australia's leading trainer, Darren Weir, was caught with jiggers in the bedroom.
I tell you what.
And that's not the only thing. This apparently was the stable song that they all the strappers, all the handlers, everybody at Weir Stables used to get around singing. Big Willie Styles all in it, getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
He got four you.
Sing it, Will.
And how many did they find in his little drawer?
Yeah.
Four jigger jiggy jiggers.
There was at least two.
All right. Oh, well done, Lou.
I'm just missing one.
Well done. Yeah, I'm just waiting for that one. Is that about the Melbourne Footy Club?
It was a bit of lemon.
Yeah. Can you sing it?
With the signing on. Try and sing it, buddy. Obviously, Melbourne got a great new sponsor in Jaguar.
Jaguar.
But as we know, all Melbourne fans drive Range Rovers.
They do too.
And they would be singing lemon. All right, and then the other one too, with Jake Lever, who's going on to Philadelphia. If the knee doesn't come up, they would have been going around. We've recruited ourselves, ready together? Lemon!
Cricketing greats over the years.
Bradman remains this generation's number one bat.
Lily.
And Lily again breaks through.
Warn.
Good evening, Mr. Ballside Warn.
And Jarman. Andrew Jarman. Gun for Hire.
Redemption.
Yes, the sequel. Let's hope it's better than the original.
Yes,
those who missed out last time, just the one run. Yeah. Failed to actually walk when tickled one down leg side.
Correct.
Broke the code of honour, the Gilchrist code of honour.
The Gilly code.
And started a bunch of memes called Run for Hire. So it's back again in 2019. Sir. Right. All right, if you missed the announcement last week, Peninsula Pirates, they are the team that have been gifted the gift. I mean, it's just magnificent that you're prepared to do this again.
Did net session too.
And try and salvage something for the Peninsula Pirates from this season who have a cutthroat game.
They have.
Against the bottom team, Virginia.
Yeah.
Trying to deny themselves the spoon and hand it over to the Virginians.
I won't allow that to happen.
No, not on your watch or mine. Joining us right now, this time around, is the El Presidente.
Oh, dear.
We've got the big kahuna.
Yeah.
The one and only Troy from the Peninsula Pirates. Troy, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
We are great.
Prez.
There's an understanding from me, and I've spoken to both parties, that whilst we had a lot of fun last time and we sort of shot the breeze a little bit, so to speak, that there was no logistical commitments made by anybody.
No.
Troy, you've got a lot of questions that need answering. Mm. Jars has a lot of questions that need asking. And I just have one thing to say to you, Troy, El Presidente of the Peninsula Pirates, is that you return him as you found him.
That's shouldn't be too hard to do. I don't think I'll lose that much weight.
Troy.
What are your questions, yeah, Troy? Obviously, you're the president. It's a big day for the cricket club, and we thank you for coming on board. But you must have 1,000 questions you need answered.
Okay.
I've got a couple for him. The first one is a 3XL big enough for you, Jars?
I'd normally roll with a 3XX, and then have my sleeves half cut off too, which I need them done.
All right, sweet. Well, we've only got a short sleeve left for you, so that's what we'll have to do. All right,
tick that off then. Now, where do you need me to bat and bowl? Because as the a former captain of the LOAs.
Hey, whoa. I'm not sure why you're saying you're asking. I think you should be telling.
I was just about to say. open the batting and open the bowling, all right? And I bowl into the breeze. All right. We got hard wicket, haven't we?
That is correct. Okay. We play in the Para District competition, and it's the one day for the B grade and the actual A grade in Division 3. And it's our first year as an official cricket club.
Oh, nice. There you go. Oh, this is helping grassroots. This is what I love. It's turning into a great heartfelt story.
Have we got good numbers? Are we getting blokes ringing up out of the blue that they want to they want in?
Well, yeah, well, for a first-year club, we actually got really good numbers. We're filling two teams each week.
Troy,
lovely.
Jars didn't want to say this because it obviously comes across as being a little bit
big-headed.
Yeah, but he said when he goes to bat, obviously he'll open the inning, that don't worry about putting his beers on ice just straight away because he won't be back for a while.
Well, awesome. That's what we need to help the boys out down that area.
And when he's bowling, that he will need a refresher after the end of the over.
I need and an ice pack.
An ice pack or an ice bath?
Ice both. Get beer both. Bath pack.
Troy, what's the highest score the team's made batting?
To be quite honest, it's about 160, 170. And I think that was the game that Lukey Howe hit the first 100 for the club.
So there's only been one person ever to make a ton?
Yes, we've had two A-grade boys get out in 93, 94. There's only ever been one actual 100 for the club.
This is inspiring. I'm looking forward to it.
Let's talk report times. What do we need to be there by, Troy?
I normally roll in.
12:30.
All right, Jazz, we'll see you at about 12:55.
Yep.
All right, just text him who won the toss.
And do I bring, am I bringing anything for lunch?
Yeah, plate.
Well, if you'd like to,
Okay.
You're welcome.
I was going to get that catered.
Does Tim Tam still count? Mint slices?
Tim Tam, oranges, anything, really, anything. Yeah.
And then after the game when we have a win against Virginia, what are we talking? A couple of Eskies, there's a bar open all night or what?
Yeah, what's our tradition?
Obviously, being a new club, we actually haven't got the facilities at the moment. So that's something we're pushing towards at the moment. But Eskies will be there with it. We've obviously grog in it.
Nice. So
it'll be good for the boys.
Little sit around campfire style.
I can tell some stories. Love
that. That is correct.
All right. That'll cost you about $1,000.
All right, mate. The press looking forward to it, mate.
Actually, tell you what you can do. If he fails, he'll become your number one ticket holder.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Awesome. Well, that's what we're struggling with at the moment. It's hard to get sponsors at the top of year as well.
All right. Okay.
He's your man. All right, Troy.
All right, buddy.
El Presidente of the Peninsula Pirates.
See you in a few weeks.
Logistics taken care of. It's see you at 12:55 in a couple of weeks.
See you, buddy.
Cheers, legend. Thank you.
It is done and dusted. The gun for hire.
One bloke's only made 100 in their first year.
Ever.
That's an incentive.
Ever. Chase it. Be it. Dream it.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
In all my 30-odd, 40 years...
Never made one, have
never
you?
Never made 100.
No.
I can feel it.
I can feel it's not going to happen.
Knock off with two great shows. The Rush Hour with Jars and Louie from 3. Then Mick Molloy and Jane Kennedy from 4. Two big shows. One big reason to keep it on Triple M all day.